Good morning. So how is your Lent going so far? You know, this has been an interesting year, reading and listening to folks. Some have expressed that we've been in a continual Lent since last March when this pandemic came upon us. It's been like one long Lent, and this Lent is just a continuation of that. And I can understand that, and I can see that, and that may be where you are in your Lenten journey. But I still feel that this Lenten season, these 40 days before Easter, are a season that are at least calling me personally to something even more than feeling we've been in a continual Lent. And this is not an either or. This is, can be a both and. That's where my journey is, and I see these 40 days as a time sort of set aside, if that's the right way of saying it, to enter into something that engages me in my journey. On Ash Wednesday, we began with an invitation, and two of the words that really spoke to me in that invitation for this Lent are the words, a time of self-examination and repentance. A time of self-examination and repentance. And I shared in my homily back then this sense I feel that we as a people, we as a nation, are called to self-examination and repentance. That's an easy thing to say, but what about me? You know, how do I enter into that? How do I enter into that sense of self-examination and repentance? I've been thinking about that, this idea of self-examination. Sometimes we think of that as kind of a, well, as the word says, self-examination. I myself go and try to examine myself, go into a quiet place, go for a quiet walk, find some space in my home to kind of enter into this time of self-examination, thinking about myself. But I'm not so sure that that's, yes, that's self-examination, but if that could be the fullness of self-examination. And during the season of Lent, how do I enter into that? And the idea of repentance, how does that happen? I want to focus on those two words this morning, self-examination and repentance, and share with you a couple of stories that or people that I have respect for have shared about those ideas. They may not have expressed them about those particular words, but it's what I hear in what they're saying. Self-examination. There's a priest, his name is Father Tim Martin. He is the editor-in-chief of America Magazine, which is a Jesuit publication. Father Tim Martin is a Jesuit priest, lives in New York, and he's someone who is a writer, an author, a commentator. You'll find him sometimes on some of the media news. I follow him on Twitter, and he always has things of value to share. He's even been on the late night with Stephen Colbert a few times as well. But he shares this story about Lent. He says that years ago, when he was young, he became friends with a rabbi and got to know the rabbi and his wife. And he would visit their home, and they became really close friends. And one year, he was sharing with the rabbi, they're having a conversation about Lent. And Father Jim Martin was telling them about what he was going to do for Lent. That Lent, he was going to give something up. That's what he was going to do for Lent. And the rabbi said to him, So you decide what to do for Lent? And Jim Martin said, yeah, I've done since I was a child, you know. He says, and the rabbi said, gosh, that seems a little bit self-serving. A little bit selfish? You decide what to do for Lent? What if others were to share or suggest what you could do for Lent? What about people who know you and care for you and know you maybe very closely could say, you know, I think this could be something you could look at for Lent. And ever since that day, it's become a custom for Father Jim Martin on Ash Wednesday. It's become one of his Ash Wednesday practices. He gets in touch with his friend, the rabbi, and finds out what the rabbi is going to suggest he do for Lent. And he does it. And Father Jim Martin was sharing that story with a lightness and a sense of humor in that, of shifting our focus. But on a deeper level, I really engage with that. Is what I decide to do for Lent up to just me? And am I willing to invite those who know me well to say, what do you think I could do for Lent that might help in my journey? Man, that's a vulnerability to open ourselves up to. At least I think it is personally. But that thought of how can the community, and I think it's people we trust, people we know, perhaps people within our faith community, how can we share in a conversation that leads us to a deeper level? In many ways, it's what our gospel reading is saying this morning, where Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. You know, take it up, bring it with you. And this community invites to change and transformation. So I've been sitting with that a bit, self-examination. Is it just something I do? Is what I do for Lent something that I could open up and share and someone suggests things? Think about that in your own journey. It's only the second Sunday of Lent. We still have some time to think about that. The other is the idea of repentance. Repentance really is about a change of heart, a transformation. I sometimes like to use the phrase, perhaps a change in our lens. The way we see things and seeing something in a different way that allows us to let go of perhaps that lens, to see in a different way, to move in a new direction, whether it's about a sense of being healed or about being transformed or being invited to see something differently. The challenge, I think, in that kind of idea of repentance is so often we can try to see things or invite people into our life who see things the same way that we see them. That kind of assures that my lens is on target, you know. And you see it this way too? Great. We're going to be good friends. We see things the same way. But does that limit our ability for repentance, our ability to be transformed, our ability to see things in a different way? It's hard sometimes to be open to that. Even when people are sometimes challenging us, we may not even hear the challenge or see the challenge. It may not even be a conscious thing, but we don't hear that call. Again, in the gospel reading, Jesus calling his disciples. You know, if you're going to come follow me, take up your cross, deny yourself. There's a sense of change going on there. The cross is something that we carry that makes it difficult for us to experience God's love, to experience that transformation, to see things in a different way. And Jesus is saying, you've got to carry that. You've got to bring that to a new place. You've got to allow yourself to go through that cross, go through that experience to the newness that's possible. So come follow me. Be with me. We have work to do. We have work to do. And a story that I want to share that spoke to me, I just heard this past week. It's a story from another priest who's also a Jesuit. It's like Jesuit Sunday here. His name is Father Greg Boyle, and he is a priest in Los Angeles who many years ago founded an organization that was reaching out to gang members in the Los Angeles area. And he's the founder and leader of it, and it has expanded into an incredible program. I understand it may be the largest in the country that works with gangs and helps folks create new possibilities in their lives to bring them to places of future and employment and transformation. And Father Greg Boyle is the founder of this, and he was called one day by the manager of one of the companies or industries that they run. They do lots of different things to provide folks work and then to help those folks find work even beyond their experience with Homeboys, it's called. Homeboys is the name of the organization. It's meant to be a stepping stone to new possibilities. So Father Greg Boyle, who is known as G, they call him G, G for his first name, Greg, he got a call from the manager of the company, the industry that makes their T-shirts. All the folks there are part of Homeboys. They make these T-shirts. They make about 1,000 a day, I think it is. And they have, you know, the title on them. Like many of us wear shirts that have names of things on them that are important to us. And they make these shirts. I think they sell them or distribute them. And so the manager of that industry called Father Greg Boyle and said, "Look, I'm sending Manny over to you. We just have some problems. It seems like he's stealing shirts, and it's a real problem. So, Father Greg Boyle, I'll look for him to come." So, you know, a little while later, there's a knock at the door, and Manny comes in to his office, and Father Boyle says, "So what's going on?" And Manny says, "I don't know. Gee, they're telling me that I'm stealing things." He says, "Come on, we make like 1,000 shirts a day. And every so often, I may take one or two. I take them home with me. But we make 1,000 a day." And Father Greg Boyle, in an attempt to sort of counter that a little bit, says, "Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Manny. But think about it this way. What if you went to a car dealership and they have like 1,000 cars on the lot, and I decide to just take one?" And Manny says, "Exactly, right? Yeah, it's right." And the Greg Boyle said, "Well, that's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to give it different." And it struck me, I'm Manny. You know, can I open to see something different? And is that opportunity right in front of me? But I can't see it, I can't hear it. I want to hear and see what sort of confirms and assures me that what the way I see things or the way I do things is the way to do it and not change. Repentance to me, at least for me, has this idea of, you know, I'm not there yet. And there are things that are in the way for me to get there. And all I hear in this gospel this morning is Jesus as a community calling. Jesus is saying to his disciples, go off somewhere by yourself and examine yourself and change. And there's times for that in our spiritual life to do that, but in the context of community. Friends, here at St. Paul's, there are many opportunities, even in this time of this pandemic, even while we're not gathering in this room, there are many opportunities to be invited to see things differently. There are many opportunities for folks who know and care and love you to share with you things that we can do either together or as individuals to bring about that change, that repentance in our lives, that sense of self-examination and repentance. So I offer those thoughts this morning as I walk through this Lenten season. I do feel this Lent needs to be something different and outside of what some folks say has been a long Lent since last March. Not sure I totally see it that way, but it's an okay way to see it. But I just feel Lent is something more for me. And I invite you to consider that too in your life, wherever you are in your journey. May we truly be able to enter into a time of self-examination, a time of opening ourselves up to conversation and to see ourselves in new ways. Conversation through prayer, conversation with those who are near and dear to us, close friends, and to call ourselves to repentance, to realize we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But we're getting there, and we're going there together. And that was the great call of Jesus to his followers and continues to call us ever forward as well, particularly through the season of Lent, as we move forward to the new life, the new hope, the new possibility of Easter.